If you were working for someone and they said, I'm going to go away, but I want you to complete a certain task, and I want the task to be done when I return. Well, you can fill in the blank for the task. You could say, I want you to dig a deep hole. I want you to build a long wall. I want you to drain a swimming pool. I want you to do whatever. Okay, so the boss leaves. And the tendency is, when the boss is gone, to say, well, that'll take me a couple hours. He's going to be gone for 5 hours. So that means I can goof off for 3 hours. Isn't that our human nature, is to put things off? Someone said no. Oh, Jimmy. Okay, we can talk about it after church. It is in our nature to put things off. Certainly it is in my nature to put things off. But you know, sooner or later, the boss is going to come. And you're going to dig a hole. And you're going to dig that hole for 2 hours. And he's going to come and he's going to look at that hole and he's going to say, I told you to dig a deep hole. And you said, this hole is deep. And he says, that's only 2 hours deep. I left you 5 hours ago. What were you doing with the other 3 hours? He'll come and say, wait a minute, I told you to build a long wall. And you said, well, I did build a long wall. He says, you only built 2 hours worth of a long wall. I left 5 hours ago. Where's the rest of the wall? What are you going to do? How are you going to answer when you're caught in the act? Because you're expecting to be paid for 5 hours. You're expecting your reward to be a full reward. And yet, you're trying to cut corners. Isn't that what we like to do? To cut corners? Well, Jesus left. On Thursday, we celebrated the Annunciation. And not the Annunciation, the Ascension. And he ascended into heaven. And he said, I'm going to come back. The way you saw me ascend into heaven, that's the way you're going to see me return. And he gave us instructions. Uh-oh. He said, go out into the world and bring my message to everyone. He says, have we done that? Have we done 2,000 years worth of ministry? He says, feed the poor, there are still poor. I mean, feed the hungry, they're still hungry. He says, give to the poor, they're still poor. Why? He's given us 2,000 years, and maybe that's why he's holding off. He's trying to give us another chance. If he were to come today and says, okay, what have you done? I gave you simple instructions. What have you done? You can say, well, I've done this, and I've done that, and I've done that. And he says, I gave you a whole life, and you're just telling me about maybe a few weeks or a few months of your life. What did you do with the rest of your life? Are you ready? Are we ready to answer that question? You know, there's a popular song, "What You Gonna Do When They Come For You?" What you gonna do when he comes for you? You know that upon our death, our physical death, it says we're gonna have visitors. It says our soul is not just gonna float around, we're gonna have visitors. We're gonna have angels. But there's two kinds of angels. The kinds of angels that went with Satan and the kind of angels that stayed with the Lord. And they're going to come after our soul. One or the other. What you going to do when they come for you? How are you going to answer those questions? How are you going to answer the Lord? Are you ready to answer the Lord? Well, you know, our Lord is forgiving and our Lord is merciful. And if we ask him for forgiveness for all the wasted time, for all the wasted life that we've had, and if we repent, and if we start today, even if we've done nothing up until this day, if we start today with full intent of fulfilling his will, of fulfilling his instructions, we will be saved. We don't have to answer for anything that we've been forgiven for. So what you gonna do? Are you gonna play the odds that Jesus is not coming today? Are you gonna play the odds that he won't be here in a few weeks? Are you going to play the odds and say, I still have time in my life to do good works? I'll leave something in my will to the church. That's not the way it works. Because he wants us to always try and always be working and always be vigilant. This is like the virgins with the lamp. They were vigilant. The ones who were not vigilant were left out of the kingdom. The ones who are not in earnest trying to fulfill his instructions will be left out of the kingdom. Our Lord said when he was asked, what do we need? What do I need to enter the kingdom? He said to love God and love your neighbor, and all of the other rules and all of the other instructions are fulfilled in those two. Are we doing that? Are we ready for his return? Jesus is coming. Look busy. He expects from us. He hasn't given us our life just to fool around. He hasn't given us our life just to waste. He has given us our life to fulfill his ministry. And when we fulfill, or at least make the effort to fulfill his ministry, we will be welcomed into the kingdom with open arms. When we don't make the effort, the doors will be closed to the kingdom. And then we are prey for the demons. So what you gonna do?